Another St. Patrick's Day in Boston is in the books, despite a failed attempt by the city to shorten the route of the annual parade, saying it would be easier to police. There were only a handful of arrests yesterday, along with about 300 citations for public drinking during the parade. And, as WBUR's Simone Rios reports, the parade followed the annual political spectacle, the St. Patrick's Day breakfast.
Among a sea of Democrats in the blue stronghold of South Boston, perhaps Governor Charlie Baker had no choice but to tell self-effacing jokes. At the annual St. Patrick's Day breakfast, Baker poked fun at the ineffectiveness of his own endorsements, from Richard Tesei for Congress to Scott Brown for Senate. Then there's the presidential primary.
And as you all know, just last month, I endorsed Chris Christie for president, and that worked out really well. So I'm here today to take a moment to publicly endorse Elizabeth Warren, Marty Walsh, and Maura Healey for governor in 2018.
The breakfast drew more than 600 people to the Boston Convention and Exhibition Center. State Senator and host Linda Dorsina-Forey had words for the Republican governor. She cited an 84% approval rating for Baker, who's taken fire for attending an out-of-state conference earlier this month without notifying the public.
But I want the governor, you know, to take his 84% on the road, to go back to Utah, to hang out with Mitt Romney and all the other governors, you know, hang out and do what they do when they get together. But by the way, he may want to just head down to New Jersey to check on his buddy Chris Christie. You know?
Among the slate of politicos at the breakfast was Senator Elizabeth Warren. Warren managed to make fun of Republicans, Democrats, and those in attendance in one fell swoop.
It's a great crowd. You have as many college students as at a Clinton rally, the diversity of a Sanders rally, and the combined blood alcohol of a Trump rally.
In the afternoon, the politicians and thousands of revelers made their way to Broadway Station for the St. Patrick's Day parade. Maria O'Leary came to Boston with a group of 15 from different parts of Ireland.
A St. Patrick, basically, he is the one that brought the Christian faith to Ireland in the 5th century, and we've been celebrating since then.
Also from Ireland, Michael Taberty, one of the founders of the traditional Celtic group, the Chieftains. Taberty says St. Patrick's Day is celebrated differently in Ireland, and there's a multitude of traditions across the country.
You know, even some small villages would have a parade, a local parade, and, you know, they start off probably with a mass, then they'll have their parade, and then they'd all go back to the community hall and have an afternoon of music and dancing and maybe some eating and maybe drinking as well.
Maybe.
And that's how Taberty spent his day. A mass, a parade, then song and dance at a local church. However you choose to spend it, the St. Patrick's Day tradition lives on. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.